PRRS and porcine circovirus have been shown to disrupt thyroid hormone levels, leading to reduced growth performance. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Researchers with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine have been exploring the effect of disease on thyroid hormone levels in pigs and potential treatment options for the reductions in growth performance caused by fluctuating levels. Dr. John Harding, a professor in the Department of Large Animal Clinical Sciences with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine, explains scientists looked at thyroid hormone levels in sera from Salmonella and Mycoplasma pneumoniae trials conducted by Iowa State University, from a Salmonella study by the Prairie Swine Center, from a PCV2 trial by the University of Nebraska, and from Brachyspira trials and a PRRS mycoplasma co-infection trial by the WCVM.
Well, of those five diseases, we really found solid evidence of a prolonged suppression in thyroid hormones in only the PCV trial and the PRRS mycoplasma co-infection trial. Interestingly, with mycoplasma alone and with Brachyspira and Salmonella, there was no sustained suppression. You know, there maybe was a time point or two, but nothing that you could say over a large period of time or a long period of time, thyroid hormones were suppressed. So it's very interesting that this does appear to be an issue specific to PRRS and to circovirus. Well, we know there are at least two viruses, PRRS and circovirus, that dysregulate the thyroid metabolism, at least transiently for that 2 to 3 week period. You know, this helps us understand why growth rates may be slowed when pigs are infected by these. And there's also considerable pig-to-pig variation in response to PRRS virus. So there may be an opportunity to select for more resilient pigs. That'd be those that have less suppression following infection and they grow faster.
Dr. Harding notes certain thyroid hormone levels have been found to have low to moderate heritability, so it is possible to select for resilient animals if there's a desire to do that. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.